Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
Probation. Nobody likes it, or even the sound of it. Students don't. Employees don't. And those who deliver services in the public and private sectors certainly don't. But what happens when a university gets put on probation? Well, that creates major buzz, causing some to speculate and others to spread rumor. Today, we want to bring clarity to the issues. I am talking to Dr. Sandra DeLoach, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Dr. Mildred Fuller, Vice Provost of Norfolk State University. We're going to be talking about Norfolk State University's probationary status, what probation really means, why the university was cited, and the process for correcting the issues. You are listening to Spartan Life Radio. I am your host, Michael Cotter, coming to you live from Norfolk State University in Hampton Roads, Virginia. You, our listeners, can join the conversation by giving us a call at 1-347-850-8515. That's 1-347-850-8515. Spartan Life Radio is our latest tool to connect you to what's happening at Norfolk State University. And it's an interactive way for you to learn about a variety of topics. Welcome to today's discussion. Over the last several months, much has been said, particularly in the local news, about Norfolk State University being placed on probation by its accrediting body, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. Joining me in the studio, as I mentioned, to help us understand just where the institution is in terms of its vitality or viability are Dr. Sandra DeLoach, the Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Dr. Mildred Fuller, who is our provost, vice provost. Dr. DeLoach is a former dean for the School of Science and Technology and today serves as the university's chief academic officer. While her primary job is to ensure NSU meets the academic needs of its students, she is also responsible for making sure the university meets accreditation standards. Dr. DeLoach has diligently and faithfully served NSU for more than 38 years. Our second guest is Dr. Mildred Fuller, who serves as the Vice Provost. She was formerly a professor of medical technology and chair of the Department of Allied Health Professions at Norfolk State University. I'd like to welcome you both to Spartan Life Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. DeLoach, let me start with you. And there's so much buzz about being on probation and people not understanding what that really means going forward. So first, can you just provide us with a quick history about SACS? What is it and what does it do?
Well, SACS is an acronym for Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. This agency is the regional body for the accreditation of degree-granting higher education institutions in the southern states, including Virginia. SACS, COC, the commission, is a private, nonprofit, voluntary organization that is located in Atlanta, Georgia. And for historical purposes, Norfolk State was first accredited by SACS, COC, in 19- its accreditation for more than 46 years.
Well, I'm going to ask you to repeat just that last piece again, because I think you just went blank on us. Can you just say that one last piece again for us?
I said the university was first accredited by SACS COC mm-hmm. in 1969.
Okay.
Thus, the university has maintained its accreditation for more than 46 years.
Great. And, you know, there's, again, a lot of buzz about the accreditation process, and some people are even asking, why do educational institutions need accreditation? Can you speak to that?
Yes. Well, the accreditation process is completely voluntary, but institutions such as NSU want to hold regional accreditation from SAC COC to ensure our stakeholders, that is our students, our parents, faculty, and the community at large, that the education provided meets highly recognized criteria. Accreditation is also important to institutions like NSU because without the accreditation by the SAC COC, we would not qualify for federal financial aid.
Okay, good. And again, we're just trying to dispel some myths or try to clear up some misunderstandings that people have about this process and about agency because a lot of people don't understand agency. Dr. Fuller, I'd like to pull you in on the conversation. Is it true that participation in the SAC's accrediting system is strictly voluntary? This is one of the questions I've been hearing.
Yes, that is a true statement. It is true that participation in the SAC's regional accreditation is voluntary, but NSU believes that the claim of full accreditation by the Commission on Colleges is an acknowledgement to our greater community that the academic programming, services, and research contributions of our faculty and students are effectively meeting the needs of our stakeholders. So we view this as an important accreditation status.
Great. Thank you for clarifying that. Just this morning, we found out that the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill was placed on a 12-month probationary period by SACS. And certainly we know that Norfolk State was placed on probation effective January 2015. What does the probation status really mean, not just for us, but for other institutions of higher education? Dr. Fuller, first.
Okay, although we are on probation, the university, however, still remains fully accredited. We have reasons as to why we were placed on probation because there were certain standards that we were not fully in compliance with, mm-hmm. and this is what we're working on now to rectify.
Okay. Dr. Deloach, if I can ask you this, how long will Norfolk State be on probation, and just how close are we to removing that probationary status?
Well, our probation sanction is for 12 months. That is through December 2015. We have a number of concerns that we must address, and we will submit a report to SAC COC regarding those concerns, and we hope that a favorable decision will be rendered at the December meeting to remove us from probation.
Great. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio. If you'd like to join the discussion or if you have a question, please give us a call at area code 347-850-8515 or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. If you have a question, please give us a call. Dr. Deloach, what specifically was Norfolk State cited for in the SACS? I know you mentioned a little bit of it, but if you can give us a little bit more of the detail, and were our academic programs an issue?
Well, first let me say that our academic programs were not an issue. There were some general areas of concerns cited by SAC COC, and they included finance, governance, faculty adequacy of full-time versus part-time faculty, assessment practices of educational programs, and policy compliance. And I'd like to give you, you know, a bit more specifics about that.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the finance area, there were some specific finance standards that required the documentation of the FY 2014 audit. Our audit process was not completed in time for the December meeting, so that most of the statements said that information could not be assessed adequately because the audit was not completed. Now, subsequent to that meeting, of course, the FY14 audit was completed, and now we are working on the concerns cited and gathering data, and hopefully we'll be able to submit the FY2015 audit to show that we are in compliance with those financial standards. There were some governance standards as well. There was a concern about our governing board, the rectors for the NSU, the board of governance for NSU, and also the board dismissal process and also the board administrative distinction process, that is, the board is not engaging in the administrative processes of the university. Mm-hmm. Again, these standards are being addressed. Some new policies have been developed, so we hope that will be sufficient to address those concerns. With regard to the faculty adequacy, we are demonstrating through a report that we have an adequate number of full-time versus part-time faculty. We also had to address faculty role in governance, which we're doing, and we hope that all of the concerns will be adequately addressed in a report we are submitting to the SAC COC in September of this year, and then that will be followed by a site visit in October.
And naturally, we have students who are concerned about this, certainly faculty are concerned, and the community at large, and people really want to know if we're on the right track to repairing not only the SACS report, but the university's image, because we all know, again, when you say probation, people start getting a little skittish about what the institution can deliver in terms of its academic programs and quality education. How do we allay those fears of faculty, students, and the community at large?
Well, we're trying to provide adequate communication to our stakeholders and constituents to let them know that we are working diligently on the concerns. We have a very rigorous timeline that we were following to get our reports done, take care of all of these matters, and we're communicating that to the public. We have posted on our website information about the accreditation. We have a set of accreditation FAQs that are available for students, parents, faculty, other stakeholders that let them know about the process that hopefully also allay their concerns. Mm-hmm. And just the idea that we are working very hard. This is not something that the university wants. And we're working very hard to make sure that this sanction is lifted at the December meeting of SAC COC.
Great. Dr. Fuller, are there any other actions that NSU officials take to have the probation status lifted?
We also, you know, our academic programs, we are very proud of our academic programs because mm-hmm. we've undergone several discipline-specific accreditations this academic year. We've had five, and all of them have generated favorable exit reports. So we're doing something right in our programs, and we are very proud of our academic offerings that we have at the university. And, you know, lately we've been in the news about our cybersecurity efforts. Mm-hmm. Our computer science department has spearheaded those efforts. Our music department, our music program, hosted its accreditation visit. The nursing program, which we just received notice from the Board of Nursing that our nursing program is accredited through 2025.
Yes,
2025. Mm-hmm. So 10 years. So we're doing great things. And the School of Education just underwent its accreditation site visit, which was very favorable. So we're doing some great things. Our academic programs are strong.
And Mr. Cotter, what we're really trying to do is get the word out that NSU is still a very strong, viable institution of higher education. Our programs, as Dr. Fuller said, are excellent. And this probation sanction, we're working to get that lifted, and we are thinking about the NSU of 2016 beyond this SAC probation section.
Great. Now, we all know NSU is on probation, but does that mean, and again, this is to answer some of the questions that we've been getting, we've been inundated with all kinds from parents and students, does this mean that NSU is not accredited?
Definitely not. We are still a fully accredited institution by the SAC COC, as well as the program accreditations that Dr. Fuller mentioned previously. So NSU is strong in that sense, and as I said, the accreditation by SAC COC continues during the probation sanction.
Great. Well, if you have a question for our guest, please give us a call at Spartan Life Radio at 1-347-850-8515. We certainly would like to hear from you. Dr. Deloach, another question. Does the probation sanction impact recent or upcoming graduations?
No, it does not. Students who are graduating from a fully accredited institution. Their degrees are recognized as they were previously. There are no negative impacts for students who are completing degree programs at Norfolk State University.
And so what are the next steps then in correcting the issues and having this sanction removed? I know you mentioned that a little bit, but give us a little bit more of the detail. For instance, how might faculty be involved in the process? Because this is all hands on deck. So can you speak a little bit about how faculty has been engaged in the process in having the sanctions moved, and what is the university going to be doing going forward?
Okay. The next report that is necessary for the university is called the second monitoring report. And let me just sort of clarify what that means. A monitoring report is necessary in response to an on-site visit. Last fall, we had an on-site visit to, in 2013, we had an on-site visit. So the monitoring report is a report that we're doing to document that we are fulfilling the deficiencies that were cited by the commission. We have asked for volunteers throughout the campus to help with this process. So we are currently engaging the community at large, campus community at large, in writing this report.
How's that been going, getting faculty to get involved in the process?
It is going very well. The persons that we have asked to participate or who have volunteered to participate are actively engaged in this process. We have a stringent timeline that we are following to get this report done. It is due to the commission by September 8, 2015. So the administration from the president on down is very engaged in us getting this done in a timely manner, so that we would have no concerns about getting this report in.
And Dr. Deloach, would you like to speak to that?
Yes, I'll just echo what Dr. Fuller has said. We are just very pleased with the volunteers that have agreed to assist us with the report. We're doing data gathering and having things reviewed as they get written, all in preparation for the site visit, which is going to take place in October of 2015. We submit the monitoring report in September, and a team from SAC-COC will visit us in October to validate the information that we have included in our report.
So come September, the school has to basically turn in another report showing that it's resolved the issues, and then we have a visit in December 2015, where the SACS Commission will vote on whether the school has done enough. Is that correct to say?
Right. Well, we have a visit in October, and then the commission will vote in December at its annual meeting.
Okay.
So it's now,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So it's three steps. The monitoring report is submitted by September 8, 2015. The on-site visit of the special committee is October 13 through 15, 2015. And then the decision on our status is at the annual meeting, December 2015.
Okay. And let me just ask you, and either one of you can respond to this, what impact do you think this has had on student enrollment? Certainly we've seen declining numbers, not just here at other institutions, other HBCUs. Is this having a significant impact on enrollment and fundraising?
Well, I guess we don't have a direct connection between the two, but clearly we feel that the probation sanction has impacted our enrollment for the fall. The number of students is expected to be smaller than it was last year, and even though there is a decline in enrollment at HBCUs across the country, we feel that the decline at NSU has been impacted by the probation sanction. And that's why it's so important for us to get this lifted, because with all of the great things going on at this university, we know that we'll be able to thrive once this sanction is lifted. As Dr. Fuller mentioned, our cybersecurity efforts are just unbelievable. This week we hosted the Governor's Cybersecurity Commission for a town hall meeting. We had representatives from all over who visited our campus to participate. Today we are hosting the kickoff for a Cybersecurity Center of Excellence that's been funded by the Department of Defense.
That's right. $5 million.
So we have Department of Defense officials on campus. This is in collaboration with the Air Force Research Lab there on campus and our partners from Old Dominion, VMASC, and Tennessee State are also here. So great things are going on campus. You know, we sort of had this cloud over us with the probation sanction, so we are anxious to have it lifted, and we are diligently working to make sure that that is the case.
That's excellent. You know, if this were television, I would say look into the camera and speak directly to parents and students and give them that kind of message, because this is what has been lacking. We're not hearing exactly where Norfolk State University is. We simply hear that the sanctions are in place and that we're kind of scrambling to get things fixed for the next visit. But if you could just, and you're speaking now, of course, you're not looking into any camera, but if you could tell parents and students, because we certainly want to get that message out there, speak directly to our student body. What would you say to them, Dr. Deloach,
first? Well, I ask when I have forums with students and counselors and parents and all, I tell each of them, be an ambassador of one. I'm telling you what is going on at NSU. It is a great place to live and work, and that the university is committed to student success and removing the SAC COC probation. I tell them about all of the wonderful things that are going on and say, if you hear something contrary to what we're saying, you be an ambassador of one and say, that is not what I have heard about NSU. Things are going well. We have challenges like many institutions, but we are working to lift probation so that we can move on and achieve the greatness that we know is within the capability of this institution.
That's right. So how do we go about correcting some of the misinformation about NSU? Because, again, you know, trying to stop a rumor is like trying to unring a bell. It's just a very difficult thing to turn around. How do we change some of that misinformation?
Well, we have to continue to do things like this to get the word out. We have to continue to have people call the university to ask questions so that we can address their concerns. You know, we try to keep updates on our website, and we ask people to continuously check the website for updates. There is an accreditation page on the site that has updates on where we are, and we're posting the information that is available. And again, I ask individuals who know about what's going on here to share this information with your friends, your family, your church members, and others, to let them know that NSU is a viable option for any young person or older person considering higher education. If you look at what is going on our campus, people who have not visited our campus in a while are just amazed at the transformation. As you know, we opened a new nursing and general education building in January. We just completed a new communications tower for the campus. We opened a new library a couple of years ago, a new student services building and student center a few years ago. Our campus is thriving and is alive and well with construction, and certainly not indicators that this is a place that is about to go under.
And that's a good message. I think that's the kind of message we need to hear. A lot of things are going on. I certainly had this discussion with Anthony Stockard during our last broadcast, and we talked about the renaissance of theater on campus in the midst of everything else that is going on here. Norfolk State is building. It is looking to the future. And as we look to that future, we're seeing opportunities for students that they did not have before. This is merely one vehicle through which we can get that message out, but the greatest vehicle for message delivery are people themselves. We want to make sure that people get the message out, that you tell folks about Norfolk State University, that we have caring faculty, we have caring administrators, you have caring staff, that we are not going under, we are simply going through a process. And the process takes time, as all things do. Dr. DeLoach and Dr. Fuller, we are kind of nearing the end of this episode, and I want to thank you again for taking the time to join us. And I just want to say that the takeaway then for everybody who's listening to today's broadcast is a message of hope and a message that Norfolk State is moving through its issues and it's doing it collaboratively, faculty and staff and administrators, to have the sanctions moved or removed. Any other parting words that you would like to share with our audience?
Well, just to reiterate that anyone having questions, please feel free to call us. We will take the time to address any question, any concern, morning, noon, night, because we do want to have people understand what is going on, not rumor, not false reports. We want to give the facts. As a matter of fact, we came up with a little slogan, "What is NSU hiding?" And what we say we're hiding is all the great and wonderful things that many people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hiding something, come to campus, and we'll unveil everything.
Absolutely. Dr. Fuller, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Any last words you'd like to share?
I invite people to come to the campus. Come see what is going on at NSU. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Great. We all know that any loss of accreditation would cost the school its state funding as well as federal financial aid for students. This is something we're not looking to do, and that's why there is a great fight afoot to make sure that not only do the doors stay open, but the quality of services continue to be delivered. We have a number of people who are concerned about the institution and who are obviously on the ground floor of making sure that Norfolk State University continues to deliver the kind of services to the community that it has delivered for more than 60 years. Our efforts here are not in vain in terms of the message that we're trying to get out, even though we have the naysayers. There are always going to be those people. But what our message has been is one that this is a grassroots fight for all of us. It is for you out there who are listening, who are thinking about whether you should send your children to Norfolk State University, for parents who have these concerns. And we understand that, you know, you don't want to put good money into what you think may be a bad idea. But again, we have been fighting, as I said, the good fight, and as you've heard from Dr. DeLoach and from Dr. Fuller, that there's much work to be done, but much work has been done. And we are certain that we are going to meet this head on, and as we continue to push through the 21st century, we are going to bring quality education to the underrepresented populations that come to our doors. We are Norfolk State University. We are proud, and we just don't yell slogans, "Behold the green and go." We are about the slogan, and we're going to make sure that we offer the kind of quality education of which you can be proud. If you are a current student at Norfolk State University, rest assured that your degree when you march in December, rest assured that your degree when you march in May is an accredited degree, that you have graduated from an accredited institution, and you can take pride in the fact that you are a Norfolk State University Spartan. And we look for you to be an alum of the institution because, truth be told, we certainly need you to give back to the institution to keep it moving forward. Again, Dr. DeLoach and Dr. Fuller, I want to thank you both for this candid discussion, which is, if my guess is right, we'll have a part two. And I would like to extend an invitation to both of you to come back next month for an update.
Definitely will.
Gladly.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You can listen to this episode of Spartan Life Radio on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life. And follow Norfolk State University on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Again, thanks to our guest, Dr. Sandra DeLoach, Provost, Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Dr. Mildred Fuller, Vice Provost. And thank you all for tuning in and logging on. I want to leave you with this. Nothing is more powerful than an idea, or more dangerous if it's the only one. We want to make sure that you understand that we're all laborers together and that as we labor, we get this done. And to all of you out there who've called in, who've listened to the program, we want to thank you for being with us. I'm Michael Cotter for Spartan Life Radio from the inside out. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoons for another new episode of Spartan Life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Flickr.